Hello to this Sunday morning session. So I hope that you are doing fine. So thanks for joining. What I'm going to present today is the dev file. So it's a file format to define containerized development environments. But first of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Mario Loriedo. I work for Red Hat, and I work in the developer tools division group of Red Hat. And what I'm going to talk today are problems with development environment, with the setup of development environment for developers, and how software-defined cloud development environment may fix those problems, and the file specification that we call dev file that would allow you to actually software define with true software your development environments in the cloud. And then a Kubernetes operator that is an example of an application that use the dev file to provision a development environment in a Kubernetes cluster. And I'm gonna demo that as well. So, but let's first start with what is so some painful problems that we currently have with the setup of development environment. My first example here is about locally the failure to locally build a project. So you want to contribute to something, you check out the project, you do some changes, fantastic, it was easy, you know that it's that you have done everything right, but you try to build, you try to run tests, you fail because you're missing some dependency, or there is something that is not working with your on your local system. You don't know why, but you're pretty sure that it's not related with your changes. So what are you going to do? Should you push without running the test? Should you investigate more? How long are you going to spend? How much time are you going to spend just to fix a few lines? So this is painful. This is one example. Another example with the problem with development environment is like you are now you're a maintainer. You're the maintainer of the project. There is a new pull request that arises from a new contributor. You would like to provide feedback as soon as possible, as it, yeah, cool, it worked, and you merge it, or maybe providing some feedback, so you should improve that and that. So what you want to do is that you would like to check out the code, but you are currently working on another branch, and Git is complaining it fails to do the merge with the pull request branch. So what are you going to do? Are you going to spend half an hour just to try to fix the conflict, or yeah, are you going to delay the review of the pull request? This is frustrating. You would like to quickly switch to the pull request branch and check it and build it. So those are two examples of two things that happen often when you're developing. And the last thing is not really a pain. That's why I'm talking here about 2 plus 1, but it's more like a waste. So it happens often that everything works fine on your development environment, but then you need somehow to do some tests with of your application that is integrating with something else, like an end-to-end test. And it requires more resources, and maybe you would like to do a demo, etc. And your laptop is super slow, and that's frustrating. So on one end, you would like to have more resources, more RAM, more CPU. But on the other end, you know that you don't require that every day. You require that once in a while. Would be cool if you could just provision more RAM and CPU on demand just for that, but you cannot locally. So locally, you need to ask your manager if you can get a new laptop. But you cannot just upgrade and then downgrade your CPU and RAM. So these are like three problems. What we think is that with software-defined cloud development environment, so if you define a development environment as software, so with a file. That is versioned somewhere, and then you actually could use it to deploy in the cloud your development environment, then you will solve those problems. First of all, your development environment setup would be repeatable through automation. and not manual and error prone. Second, switching the context on a new branch or a new project would have no side effect and would rather than affecting the state of the local setup. Third, the memory and CPU that you require for development would be scalable rather than statically provisioned. Okay, this is really cool. So software-defined cloud development environments. How do we do that? Well, we have the dev file specification that we're going to see right now. So the dev file is a YAML file that you can include in your Git repository. Here you can see on the left, Git repository of a Go application. And I have in my Git repository a .dev file YAML file. On the right, you can see that there is the content of the dev file. So there is a schema version, components, comments, events. Those are like the three main blocks of the dev file that we are going to see better in this slide. The first one is the schema version. You want to define a version to specify a version so that if you make it evolve the specification, you can upgrade the version so that tools that use the dev file will know that. So it's important to have the version. We have that. Then there is another block, it's component. The components are containers, or they can be volumes, or they can be references to other manifests like Docker files or Kubernetes manifest with the definition of pods, etc. So these are really the requirements, the pre-requirements for your development. So you have your, in this example, tools for running and testing Go, for example. Then the third block is the comments. Comments are the comments that you use, predefined comments that you would use from your IDE for building or for running your application, for testing, etc. You can define as many comments as you want so that somebody that is new to a project will have just to select those comments to build and run the application. Last is the events. So there is a list of events, is like pre-start, post-start, etc. And you can associate comments, like in this example, you have the build comment that is associated with the post-start event. So when you start the environment, the build of the project, of the source code will be done automatically at the startup. So this is the spec. We have also a registry of dev files. So those are examples of dev file that use the major languages or the major frameworks and runtimes. And this is, can be found at registry.devfile.io. Last thing is that the dev file has been approved a few weeks ago as a cloud native sandbox project. And we are not alone, so as contributor to that project. So Red Hat is contributing, AWS is contributing too, and JetBrains is contributing, participating to the project as well. So this is this was the spec. Now I want to show an example of application. So on the left, you have the dev file. And on the right, on the blue, the big blue square is a Kubernetes cluster. And you see that we can transform easily a dev file in a custom resource, a Kubernetes custom resource, with a few metadata more that we have called the dev workspace. And it's a custom resource that defines a development environment in a Kubernetes cluster. If the operator is installed in that cluster, the CRD will be deployed, and there will be a controller that will take the definition of a dev workspace and transform that in a list of pods, services, volume, secrets, and config maps, everything that is needed for running a development environment in the Kubernetes cluster, including IDEs. So we are able today with the dev workspace operator to start Visual Studio Code, JetBrains IDEs, or Eclipse Tia, those IDEs can be run inside a dev workspace. So a developer can choose among one of those, and it will be able from his browser to connect remotely to those to those IDE, meaning that there will be a client part of the IDE will run in the tab in the browser, and then there will be a server, the server part that will run in a container in the Kubernetes in a Kubernetes. And we're gonna see right now that an example in the demo that I'm going to show right now. Okay, so let's switch to the demo now. Okay, let's switch to the browser. As you see here, I've got an example of a Go Hello World application where I've added a dev file here. The dev file is pretty similar to the one that we have seen before. So it has a component. It's a Go container with the tools that I expect for Go when I do need to do Go development, and so I can put whatever image I want here, but that's the image that we are using. And then there are a couple of commands. Those are one is a command to run my application, so it does the Go run main Go, and the other one is to stop it is actually a key command that will stop my Go application. So pretty easy. What I'm going to do is that we are using Eclipse Che here. So there is a badge on the README file. And if I click on it and then open in a new tab, it will call Eclipse Che, that is a Eclipse Foundation project. That what it does, it takes a dev file and it transforms that in a dev workspace customer source, and it applies that on the underlying Kubernetes cluster. So if I switch to the terminal, we should see now that there is a dev workspace. So yeah, there is dev workspace that is created on my cluster. I can also get the documentation for the customer resource dev workspaces with kubectl explain. And if we also look at the rest, like I can see that I have one pod with four container running in it. I have a service and I have also some config maps. Some secrets that have been created when I actually created my dev workspace. So the dev workspace operator has created all those objects that allow me to actually access the IDE to run the IDE in my browser. So let's have a look at the IDE now. So it has you can see that the source code has been cloned. So I have my source code here with the dev file that we look at in the Git repository. And I also in the dev file I defined a couple of commands. So what I can do from my IDE is that if I open the command palette and I look for the task available, there is one run and one stop task. So those are exactly the commands that are in my dev file. So if I execute run, for example, the IDEs run the command that is go run main go, and then it figures out that there is a process listening on port 80. So he asked me if I want to open it in a separate tab. So I say yes, and he say, oh, hello world. So my application is up and running, and I have been able to run it with a simple command. And if I want to look at the source code, I can also navigate code, for example, or see the definition or documentation of my function, etc. So it's a full-blown IDE. This is Eclipse Tia. We also support Visual Studio Code, and the JetBrains IDE, including Golang for Go development. So that's it for the demo. I would like just to thank you very much. Last information is that the devfile.io website is where we have all the information about the devfile spec and also about the dev workspace operator. So thank you very much. Have a nice Sunday and talk to you later. Bye-bye.